This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
Hey, how you doing this week? This is ARRL Audio News for Friday, June 18th, 2021. I'm Rick Lindquist, WW1ME. Full ARRL members in the Central, Hudson, New England, Northwestern, and Roanoke divisions will choose a director and vice director for the 3-year terms beginning next January 1st. ARRL is now seeking eligible nominees for these positions. These could include incumbents or new candidates. It takes 10 full members in a division to nominate a candidate for either office. Nominees must be at least 21 and must have been licensed and a full ARRL member continuously for at least 4 years, and must comply with the board's conflict of interest policies. Starting on July 1st, any full member residing in a division where there is an election may request an official nominating petition package in writing, either by letter or via email to dmethe@arrl.org. A valid nominating petition names the candidate and must bear the signatures of 10 full members of the appropriate division. Voting will take place this fall after the candidates have been announced. There's still time to make sure you, your family, and your ham station are prepared for the Atlantic hurricane season, June 1st through November 30th. Remember, your family's safety comes first. Your first stop should be a visit to the National Weather Service page for personal and family hurricane season preparedness. Next, prepare your ham station and equipment for possible service and/or deployment. For example, be sure to have multiple sources of backup power, such as batteries and generators, and test them to make sure they'll do the job if needed. Follow generator safety procedures to the letter. Test all radios, antennas, and peripherals, especially those you may not use on a routine basis but may want to use during a severe weather emergency. Handhelds, especially for VHF and UHF, and any HF gear that can easily run from emergency power. Keep a list of emergency and public safety nets handy. Some hams establish a hardened facility that's essentially stormproof with ham gear installed inside. In addition, look for local regional nets before a serious storm strikes. To learn or practice net procedure and get acquainted with all the players you might work with in a disaster. Finally, obtain and learn how to use WinLink HF email. This is ARRL Audio News, heard in Los Angeles Mondays at 7:10 p.m. on the 147.090 and 224.420 repeaters, courtesy of the Catalina Amateur Repeater Association. Time now for the AMSAT report. MIRSAT-1, that's the Mauritius Imagery and Radio Satellite 1, the first amateur radio CubeSat from the Indian island nation of Mauritius, is expected to be deployed from the International Space Station on June 22nd. MIRSAT-1 will carry an amateur radio VU digipeter. A downlink of 436.925 has been coordinated. AMSAT board members Patrick, WD9EWK, and Bruce, KK9DO, were on the June 3rd episode of ARRL's Eclectic Tech podcast. Patrick always has great information on operating satellites and about all the roving he does. Well worth a listen. You can find it at arrl.org/eclectic. If you're looking for new DXCC entities on satellite, Frank, K3TRM, will be active as VP2V/K3TRM from Tortola, British Virgin Islands, July 4th through the 17th. He'll be operating HF as well as digital and satellite. The AMSAT report comes to us each week via Bruce Page, KK5DO. Serious bad news for DXers. The Intrepid DX Group announced this past weekend that it had canceled its long-anticipated 3Y0J de-expedition to Bouvet Island. The de-expedition team had planned to travel to Bouvet via the Braveheart, owned by Nigel Jolly, K6NRJ. Captain Jolly told the de-expedition that Braveheart is being sold, and he's canceled the de-expedition's contract for the 3Y0J voyage and refunded its deposit. De-expedition co-leaders Paul Ewing, N6PSE, and Kenneth Opskar, LA7GIA, noted in a statement that the global pandemic has impacted the expedition charter vessel business very hard. The venerable RV Braveheart has provided outstanding safety and service to many de-expeditions over the years. Once it's sold, Captain Jolly will no longer be associated with the ship. A dependency of Norway, Bouvet Island is a sub-Antarctic island in the South Atlantic. It is the second most wanted DXCC entity, right behind North Korea. Very well-known contester and DXer Frank Donovan, W3LPL, recently did a talk for the Potomac Valley Radio Club, the PVRC, what to expect during the rising years of Solar Cycle 25. His illustrated presentation runs for more than an hour, but it's worth viewing on YouTube. Among other things, Donovan talked about the K-index. He pointed out that when the K-index is 3, 160, and 80 meters are likely to be enhanced. Very few days of very high K-indices have shown up in the past 5 years, but these typically happen when the interplanetary magnetic field is pointing southward.
But the real killer, and this is what really affects this very strong storms at solar maximum, is the period of time over which the interplanetary magnetic field happens to persist. And if it persists in that southward orientation, the necessary precursor to storms, if it persists for hours, then hold on to your hat, because we're going to have some really severe storms.
Frank Donovan, W3LPL, speaking recently at a PVRC club meeting. His presentation was recorded and it's available on YouTube. Some highlights now from the May 2021 Volunteer Monitor Program report. Technician class operators in Florida received advisory notices after making more than a dozen FT8 contacts on 40 and 20 meters. Technicians are not permitted to operate on 20 meters and have no data privileges on 40 meters. A general class licensee in Guanaco, Puerto Rico received an advisory notice after operating on 14.187 MHz during a DX contest in May. General class licensees have no privileges below 14.225 MHz. A general class licensee in Texas received a warning concerning deliberate interference, broadcasting, and failure to identify on 3.919 and 3.922 MHz. The operator was informed that if such operation continued, the FCC would be requested to remove voice privileges from his license. VM monitoring totals in April were 1,784 hours on HF and 2,214 hours on VHF and above. The Volunteer Monitor Program is a joint initiative between ARRL and the FCC to enhance compliance in the amateur radio service. ARRL member Ben Murray, KD8JBS of Bryan, Ohio, the vision-impaired subject of a recent TV news piece in Toledo, says new technology he's now using has permitted him to enjoy ham radio more fully. The eSight device resembles virtual reality goggles. Murray has nothing but enthusiastic praise for the technology. He told ARRL that it's helped immensely with reading his radio's displays and logs and being able to socialize. Plus, he's able to see his computer screen now. Murray works as a radio station board operator. In his spare time, he's an ARRL-VEC volunteer examiner of VE. Assistant ARRL-VEC manager Amanda O'Brien, N1NHL, called him one of our most dedicated VEs. As Murray explains, the technology uses a camera to process an image in real time, and the image is then presented back to the user on two OLED screens in front of his eyes, and he can zoom in up to 24 times. He talked about seeing his dad for the first time.
They had me look over at my dad, and all I could do was just stand there and sob. Once I got a hold of myself and realized what had just happened, she goes, "You saw for the very first time in your entire life."
Murray, 32, who was born legally blind with optic nerve atrophy, wears a pair of conventional eyeglasses behind his eSight device. The smart glasses have provided him with essentially 20/20 vision. A ham since 2008, Murray upgraded to Amateur Extra in 2012. ARRL Audio News is heard in Santa Clara, California, Fridays at 7:45 p.m. on the 146.64 repeater, courtesy of the Loma Pioneer Repeater Club. Some announcements. ARRL emailed Life members on June 16th, asking them to verify their mailing address. To those who inquired, rest assured that the email request was legitimate and came from ARRL headquarters. If you need to update your address information, call area code 860-594-0200 or email membership@arrl.org, or just respond to the email you received. Gerald Gall, KE7GGV, has just launched a new net in the Portland, Oregon, Vancouver, Washington metro for the visually impaired, blind, and disabled. The net will run on the fourth Sunday of each month at 8 p.m. Pacific Time on the W7RAT 440.400 repeater. Amateur radio on the International Space Station has announced that a slow scan television event will be held from June 21st to the 26th, focusing on amateur radio on the Space Shuttle, the Mir Space Station, and the International Space Station. Transmissions will be on 145.8 MHz FM using PD120 SSTV mode. And that's ARRL Audio News for Friday, June 18th, 2021. For details on these and other amateur news happenings, visit the ARRL website, www.arrl.org, or better yet, subscribe to the weekly ARRL letter via your ARRL website member profile. And let us know where you hear ARRL Audio News with an email to audionews, one word, at arrl.org. This past week, we heard from Joe Owen, K4HEW, in Clayton, North Carolina. For now, I'm Rick Lindquist, WW1ME73, and we'll see you next time.
ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.